From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The glass ceiling has been broken in U.S. politics. Democrats have formally proclaimed former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton their 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer in the race for the White House.
I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record, and I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
That gesture by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to end the customary roll call of states, officially ending the long and bitter campaign for the party's nomination, was reminiscent of Clinton's move 8 years ago when she threw her support for her then-rival Barack Obama. But the move by Sanders did not go over well with some of his supporters who staunchly oppose Clinton and have not accepted his calls for them to support her. Several hundred of them walked out of the convention hall and staged a sit-in protest. The remaining delegates heard speeches praising Hillary Clinton's long public career, including one by her husband, former President Bill Clinton, who gave a thoroughly personal account of their marriage, mixed in with the history of her work as a lawyer, U.S. Senator, and Secretary of State.
She's been around a long time, she sure has, and she's sure been worth every single year she's put into making people's lives better.
On Wednesday, the delegates will hear from President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it is encouraged by the willingness of China and the Philippines to engage in direct dialogue over the South China Sea following a tribunal ruling against Beijing earlier this month. In Manila Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with senior Philippine officials, including the new Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. It is also the first meeting between the two leaders after the Hague ruling, which China objects to. Kerry maintained the U.S. stance on the issue. The quality of this audio is not the best. Our apology.
And the United States does not take a position on the competing sovereignty claims to the land features of the South China Sea, but we do take a strong position on protecting the rights, the freedoms, and the lawful uses of air and sea space.
The top U.S. diplomat said China had indicated its willingness and readiness to engage in bilateral negotiation with the Philippines Tuesday, a day after Kerry met with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. China has long said it will only settle maritime territorial disputes through bilateral negotiations, rejecting calls for any multilateral solution. At least 31 people are dead, dozens more injured in the northeastern Syrian city of Qamishli after a pair of bombs exploded near the Turkish border Wednesday, according to a monitoring group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said one of the explosions was meant to target a government building that houses the security headquarters of the Kurdish administration that controls the area surrounding the city. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack through a statement published on its news agency website, saying that it was targeting Kurdish security forces. IS is fighting against the Kurdish YPG militia and has carried out several similar bombings in the area in the past. The Al-Shabaab extremist group says one of the two suicide bombers who struck in Somalia's capital on Tuesday was a former legislator. Al-Shabaab's Radio Andalus is reporting that 57-year-old Salah Badbado, who defected to the extremist group in 2010, carried out one of the bombings near a United Nations demining agency office and the African Union's main base in Mogadishu. Authorities said the attack killed 13 people. Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for that attack. Badbado had denounced Somali government leaders as Western puppets and lived in rebel-held areas. Remember, you can read more, find out more about all these stories at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.